Good morning.
Morning.
Hey,
I wasn't
Jason.
sure if this without Mallory. Is this a thing without Mallory?
Well, I'm hoping Jakob shows up so that we can talk through some stuff with the design of the authentication for the directory. But the calendar has him out, but I thought he was going to be back.
Yeah, I saw
I
that
think
too.
he said something like yesterday or whatever that he was deciding that he is gonna also not be here today. It's like
Oh.
it's like dental situation or something.
Well, I saw the dental thing, but I thought that was yesterday, but maybe.
Yeah, he did say I'll be out tomorrow yesterday.
Bummer. Maybe I just catch. I might just have to corner him on t tomorrow then about it. But anyway.
Yeah, we
Is
should
there?
message him and set something up because that would be good to
Yeah,
talk through. But since we're here, yeah. If there's anything that
Anything else you want to talk about?
Well, you have us.
Do you have anything you want to bring up, Jason?
No, not particular. Aside from those broader architectural questions, I'm just
Yeah.
plunking away at bringing the code base a little closer to something we could actually use by like finishing up the error handling rather than just have it bail and stop the server in random situations. It's like, oh
So
no, that went
is that what
virtually
that
wrong.
fatal thing was that the log in?
Yeah, exactly.
So what is that? So what exactly? How exactly is the mechanism for fatal? Basically, it says like do this and then log it and then
Terminate the process.
right. Because like it just starts that from default, right? From the handler, right?
Pardon?
Like it seemed like. I guess when I was looking at the code, I saw that it made like a call to fatal, like right when it started the server. Like I don't know if that was just like a way of like ending the server when it finished or when something went wrong or something. I don't know. Maybe I'll find it and send it to you, and you can just explain to me what's going on there. But it's not. I could just be misinterpreting it.
I mean, I think if it hadn't, if it didn't have what it needed to start the server, it would stop it that way. But
Possibly. Terra, is there anything from ZFL land that we need to know about?
no, I'm kind of stuck because the Germans keep going on holiday. Now David's gone, so
Maybe we should take a hint.
Darn those Europeans and their countless holidays, right?
There seem to be a lot of holidays over there.
All right, then. Well, I think we should just get back to work, and I think Jason, you and I just need to tackle Jakob, and so we can all figure out the direction we're going with this stuff. But
Did you want to like talk a bit more about it and try to put together more of a plan so that we can come to him with like something to go on?
I guess. I mean, like, I feel like we came. So, I mean, the big question we had last time we talked was whether or not. Are we tracking multiple consortia in a single database for the directory, or is one consortia the highest level that we go for? And then, how are we separating the tenant concerns, right? Because I'm assuming that for working off of a copy. Token that gets passed to it, then we'll have a tenant, and we could use that to separate, what you get from it. But then there's also the question of, okay, is there going to be some kind of internal permissions set that the directory has? Like, can you access the sensitive data or something like that? And what mechanism do we use to say that a given person is able to access that, it's like, are we going to use like like a desired permissions kind of thing, which would mean we have to be permissions aware, which would be, kind of fully aware, or is there another mechanism by which we mean to do that?
Well, it seems like for now we just want to pick the most sort of straightforward, reasonable thing. And I would think that having it be one instance per consortium kind of lines up with the way that he has the schema and the mock where it's returning the networks and tiers directly on the entry. That's kind of implying that there's only one consortium.
And if I'm not
And
mistaken,
if there's only one consortium, then we don't have to hypothesize about this being run in a situation where a tenant is a consortium, which is another possibility. And if it's running alongside the existing software and tenants are institutions, then you can use the tenant to augment the permissions so that if you just have a simple permission of can write own institution and read own institution secrets, that you would the own institution would be supplied by that token. So you don't have to have some other means of divining which institution to associate this user with, because we'll use a tenant for that.
So how would the token specify that, that permission,
The
with that?
tenant, the combination of the tenant and permissions.
So okay, so it would be actually passing like a copy permission thing then? Or am I misunderstanding here?
Yeah, it's going to be running under a copy initially.
Okay, so
But the idea would be though we would have some kind of internal representation
right.
of the like minimal amount of things that we actually need to know about the user, and we can put that in the context, in that we would map the current situation of permissions and tenancy to that. And then as we get other ways of deploying this with Eureka or whatever, then that maps onto the same thing. And all the handlers are, it's going to be transparent to them. So we only have to update the middleware.
Okay. Tracks pretty well.
Yeah.
Hi there. Sorry, I'm late from another.
Sorry, we're not even sure we're having this one.
Just kind of talking through some stuff with
Okay.
the directory.
Yeah, Kurt and I are just chatting about the directory. We're checking with Tara, but she's saying that Germans are just always on holiday, so not much to report there.
Looking at the current data model, like we it currently does have a level four consortium, right? So if we were just if we decided that we're not going to do multiple consortium, then we don't need that consortium table, right?
Well, we still want somewhere to store information about the consortium in
Oh, I
general.
see what you're
So
saying. Like local, like
it might be
so.
essentially a table with one row. I don't
Right,
know how
okay.
much sense that makes. That seems kind of weird, but that might be a reasonable enough pattern for some situations. And then that would leave the door open to like, well, hey, maybe we do support multiple consortia in one instance later.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
And then, yeah, we would just change the way that we're mapping the information coming in to the context we pass to the handlers from the middleware in that situation. So it's like we can just build something that we can use for Trove now, and then we can defer some of the rest of the details. But there's also the part where we want to be able to use this for some or all of the settings, and having an idea of things at the consortial level lets us set defaults for this consortium. And so that's another question of, well, how do we want to manage which properties are things that have consortial defaults? Like, do we have a separate table that has all the overridable things, and there's just a row in there that's for the consortium? Do we have just like some list of columns that's somehow special that we put on both the consortial object and the institution one? Or do we have a single column that's a JSON blob, and that's the one that gets overridden?
Yes, good question. I just don't have any a clear answer for that yet.
So maybe we should divide and conquer, and I'll think about that one, and you think about the permissions and middleware and such,
Yeah.
and we reconvene later this afternoon and see where we're at.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. I'd like to get like a rough, implementation of the middleware, and then like an implementation or integration test that kind of mocks a copy token coming in, working with that.
Well, conveniently, our integration tests are kind of end-to-end-ish in that they're actual HTTP requests coming in and got the whole database. So we should be able just to set whatever headers we want to set.
Okay.
So it'll be there for all the tests, basically.
Cool. All right, sweet. I'll see if I can get that working.
Since we're here, any questions for us yet?
I don't know, in particular, trying to think if I have anything to report. I've been doing some work on the development environment. It's all old overdue stuff. I set up, I got rid of the old reshare viewfind, and set up a new one. And I'm hoping when Mallory gets back, we can talk about taming that environment, but I don't know if that's worth discussing right now. So
Yeah, I think you mentioned it's now on Reservoir. That's cool, because that hung out with Folio inventory for a long time.
very long time. We had like probably the oldest running Folio module ever. Yeah, so that's good. I was able to delete a lot of stuff.
The dubious honor.
Okay. Well, should we call it, or is there anything else that we should discuss? All
Now we should get back to work.
right. See y'all. All right.
Hi.
I'll talk to you this afternoon, Jason.
No, that's it.